It is time for the Friday morning mailbag, the accumulation of your communications throughout the entire week via all the avenues of communication. The texts, the tweets, the TikToks, the DMs, the Facebooks, the emails, occasional prison letter. Actual correspondence from actual home viewers like you. By the way, the proposed postage increase that is expected this summer, I think it's like 75 to 78 cents.
Oh, my word. For one letter?
Should not affect the Friday morning mailbag.
Oh, that's good.
Because nobody sends really that many letters. We haven't had jail mail in a while.
I have a real letter here today.
Oh, there you do. Whoa. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, the tariffs might affect the mailbag. I don't understand.
I think it's going to be fine.
It's certainly incoming messages from China.
Meow, meow, meow.
Now, do we have a Hank FM newsletter we always like to check?
Dang it.
Man, we were doing so not well there for a minute.
Duh.
But that's okay. Onward and upward we go. Tons of corporate email fun, but we already kind of aired that out earlier in the week when the microphone fell.
Uh-oh.
Hey, we're just supposed to be more careful.
Yeah, you...
That's what they told us.
Play nice with your toys.
But I did look, and somebody had given me a heads up early in the week on this. Like, hey, have you looked at the ratings? We have really good ratings for the Hank FM app.
Oh.
We have a 4.9
rating. That's fantastic.
That's almost a 5 out of 5 stars in the
app
store.
Number 5, like goat milking.
The most helpful review says, Hank 92.1 plays good country music. It's the only station I listen to. The music they call country now is far from country as I know it.
Yeah.
92.1 rocks. My favorite one was, though, I can't hear the station and I get upset from my house. With this app, though, I get it all the time.
See?
Mm-hmm. Who needs microphones?
I don't know.
When you have the app.
Yeah, Melinda also chimed in about it. She said, did you see my comment on the app? About the bacteria in the
flood
tank, yeah,
okay.
Making things more buoyant.
Yeah,
and I said I didn't see it.
No,
we said no.
It's kind of like the Hank newsletter. We remembered it for about 20 seconds, and then we forgot about it again, and then it just went away. And that would be the wall, which either on our Hank website 92.1HankFM.com or on the app down at the bottom. There's a whole communication just bulletin board up there. You can just fire off and sound off. And
she says that's why people probably don't use it. Melinda's kind of smart.
There's only two of us on the show, dang it.
All right.
Did anybody post anything this morning?
I don't know. But either way, also,
we killed it.
We got one from Dawn and Natalie.
Mm.
This is to one Jake Summers. Hey, Jake, did you come out of the storms okay the other day? We tried calling the station to find out, and he never answered back.
Oh,
so
no.
Is Jake Summers... Jake, are you okay?
Well, I saw him yesterday. He's doing great. He's fine.
Yeah, Everybody's fine.
He was fantastic.
Don't worry.
This comes from Stevie. KB, I never see you anymore without a hat on. Did you go bald? Where is that game show host hair?
Yeah, where is your game show host hair?
We appreciate your concern. And letters. No, I'm just lazy. I'm fine on that. I guess earlier in the... Yeah, we had some story about somebody left all their dogs to somebody else or something like that. But Tracy, the barrel racer, says, good morning, KB. If I ever decide to get a bunny, I'm going to leave it to you in my will.
Aw, that's so special.
And like $30. Okay.
Okay.
You're not going to want my horses because they don't fit in the sink. Well, have we tried? Mm-hmm. Have we tried?
Meow, 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 meow.
You know, we talked about Reba not wanting to get engaged this week. She doesn't need a man. But what about a potential wedding? Well, Dr. Laura chimed in from Skin Deep Laser MD, friend of the show. She said she would also wear a bow on her butt for Reba.
Okay.
Much like yours truly. As redheads like to stick together. If you remember the 80s, you definitely remember the bow on the butt and all the taffeta. Meanwhile, Allison chiming in from the text lines. Dear Heather, I never thought I'd hear the day when you're selling $20 chickens on the air, but I'm here for all of it. You can find those at Happy Hills Feed. Save yourself a bunch of money by laying your own eggs.
We're proud of you for that, by the way, Heather.
See?
Dave says, morning, kids. Glad I can actually be a part of this morning. Congrats, KB, I'm being a Ramsey graduate. That's right. I finished the Dave Ramsey course.
Look at you.
And look what happened to the stock market.
See? Congratulations.
Just like I planned. Mm-hmm. And he says, backing into a parking space is the only way to go. It's that kind of stock advice that'll happen.
So Aaron Wilds, bet you didn't know, 1/3 of women don't know how to do this. Phyllis said it was to make a man happy. Mike said how to follow a budget. Brian said to make sense. And Melvin, to your point about backing in, Melvin says that women don't know how to make a left turn. I wore the T-shirt from Cruise Night, the Hank FM limited edition red one. Mm. William commented that he loves Hank FM and wants one. Little inside tip, you can find those at the Boomin' Fourth at Hudson Oaks, where we will be once again this year. Mark your calendars now.
Got this from Marcus. Hey, when are we going to hear from Donnie next? The president. That would be, we'll have the Donald on Tuesday, I believe. Yeah. We're going to have Bezos on Monday for the big Blue Origin rocket launch with Katy Perry. We're going to have Tuesday, the Donald. And then Wednesday with W. So we already have a star-studded week lined up for our spring season as it continues here through sweeps.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Charo on Friday.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very exciting.
KB, don't feel bad about driving a Corolla. It's a sensible car and gets good fuel mileage.
See? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so sensible.
Dave Ramsey would be proud, too. That thing's almost paid off less than a year.
Attaboy. Mm-hmm.
Although I didn't come from a car vending machine.
Oh,
and that is alluring.
Mm-hmm. So Kurt Braswell actually wrote in on an old-fashioned letter.
I love it.
Yeah, he really loves the radio station. Said Mark Phillips is a cool cat, likes to listen to Aaron Wilde in the midday. You, however, Ken Buckner, are the best DJ on Hank FM. Okay?
That's erroneous.
Heather Lee is the best DJ on K-Hits.
Ah.
And, this is Kurt, and he loves all the cool cats.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Being, you know how I feel about cats.
I know.
Meow, meow, meow.
I love that. That's actual letter.
This is an actual mail.
That's beautiful.
Meanwhile, congratulations. The city of Granbury did it again. Voted best historic small town in America. Woot, woot.
Woot, woot, woot indeed.
Woot, woot.
Yeah.
Woot, woot. Woot. That's from Mark Phillips. Woot, woot.
This is KB. You should set up. This is from Billy. KB, you should set up a booth at the Arts Festival this weekend.
Yeah.
Draw stick figures and see if anybody will buy it.
I think it's a good idea.
And then finally, the 817. I don't know if anybody told y'all, but y'all should be more careful.
Hey, okay. Excuse me.
All right, fine. We don't need a microphone. Fake news coming up next. We'll take you to the PBR.
Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.